bringing your hands to heart center, root down through your hips, and lengthen right through the center of your spine. Relax your shoulders, relax your face, relax the space behind your eyes. Go inward now, letting go of the external world for 90 minutes, and directing your energy, your awareness, and your intention inward for your yoga practice. Let's begin by just feeling into the heart space for a moment and taking a few deep breaths. The word puja in yoga means a sacred ceremony. And you'll see in Bali they do ceremonies, pujas, all the time, offerings, devotional practices to evoke the heart, make a spiritual connection. And so I like to begin with an inner puja. So visualizing this space in your own heart, creating a sacred space within yourself. And just as if you were Balinese offering flowers, you can offer pleasant intentions, gratitude, acceptance, compassion, and kindness to this sacred space in your own heart. Take a few breaths and you can imagine like a fire getting brighter that you just stoked, you just made that offering. You can imagine that heat or that light, those intentions emanating outwards into your body, compassion, gratitude, emanating out into your life, your family, your friends, beyond. Beautiful. And now let's begin with the sound of three ohms together. Deep inhale.
sthiram sukham asanam, sthiram sukham asanam.
Keep going.
Sthiram sukham asanam, sthiram sukham asanam, sthiram sukham asanam.
Last one.
Sthiram sukham asanam.
Deep breath in. Suspend. Repeat the mantra in your mind, in your heart. Sthiram sukham asanam. Exhale. Namaste. You can lower your hands, open your eyes. Welcome, everyone. My name's Greg. I'll be guiding you through the practice. Beautiful tuning in, synchronization. So, sthiram sukham asanam. Does anyone here know what that means? Okay, well, you're about to find out. There is a book called The Yoga Sutras of Patanjali, and if anyone is really sincere about going deeper into the philosophy and like extending the practice out into their lives, understanding how the mind, the body, the spirit, how the yogis viewed the whole thing, it's 2,500 years old, and it's still in full print and very accessible today. So it's an ancient book that gives an exposition on the practice of yoga, at least one lineage of yoga. There's many approaches. And in the whole practice, this is like from someone who doesn't know what yoga is at all to full enlightenment, which we have our ideas about, the word asana is actually only mentioned once in the whole book, in one line, somewhere near the middle. And it's in a sutra, which is like a thread of words. And the line is sthiram sukham asana. And this gives us an idea or an orientation as to the ideal way of practicing our asana. And it's important to note that asana, the postures of yoga, were originally a preparatory practice that were created to help people just sit in meditation so that they could meditate easier and then have spiritual experiences. In the West, we like our asanas much more, and as we should, because they're awesome. But in the whole system, asana is a smaller portion than we think. Sthiram sukham asana means a posture should be both steady and comfortable. A posture should be both steady and comfortable. And so, just feeling into it for yourself, how often, I'll go on the steadiness portion, that it says that if we go too much in one end of any of the spectrum, it can actually create unhealthy imbalances in our practice. So how many of us treat our asana practice as like it's in the same category as a workout? I used to go to the gym, now I go to yoga. And that same like exertive force and sometimes even aggression can show up in our asana practice. So a hard pose comes along, right? Bind your body, and what was once a peaceful face is now like, it's like you see the ego gets in, it's like, I'm gonna do this no matter what. But then the breath stops. There's no ease in the pose. It's very hard to enjoy the posture in that moment and feel like it's opening up, bringing in life, circulating prana. On the other side of things, if we're too soft in our practice, it's like go into the bind. It's like the mind's wandering, there's no breath, it's like loose. Then we don't get that feeling of stability and safety in the posture. And that could tune into willpower, right? The willpower of physical strength, but the willpower of the mind. And so, how to find in every moment, in every posture, the balance between what do I feel that is both steady, right? So how do I make a posture feel steady? proper alignment, engaging the muscles, but not too much engaging the muscles, because then you're not comfortable. Proper alignment, engaging the muscles, but you can still feel grounding, you still feel energy flowing. And then with your breath and with your state of mind and with the attitude of expansion, you bring in a lightness or a softness. So I have both the steadiness, but also the sukham, the comfort. And in every pose, as we move, you want to notice your breath, notice the alignment, but also notice the state of mind. Notice your face. If a pose comes that takes you out of it, you know that you've lost it, right? And so you can vary your postures, vary your practice to come more into that balance. Sthiram Sukham Asanam. And a teacher once told me this, that it might seem like taking a step back at first, especially if we're maybe attached to a much more physical practice. But actually, on the level of bringing in kindness, compassion, sensitivity, circulating prana, energy, by taking a step back, I talk about this because vinyasa tends to be more physical. By taking a step back from the physical, focusing on the breath more, we can actually increase our awareness, increase our presence, increase our non-reactivity, right? So that we can have the best of both worlds. We get to feel steady, willpower, strength, but we also get to have peaceful mind as we migrate through the different waves of life. And so it extends off your mat in many ways. Sthiram Sukham Asanam. The theme I'll throw out at you today, take it or leave it, thought I'd share. Come up to a standing position. So our breath becomes the main tool to help circulate energy, and it becomes the main tool for us to gauge our energy levels, our emotional levels, and to help us focus. Standing tall at the top of your mat, lift your heart, shoulders back, soften your eyes, look forward, exhale all the way. Close your eyes for a moment. And after this, we're going to move for about an hour, 15 minutes, so don't worry. Long breath in, long breath out. Maybe just contemplate for a moment where in your practice, if at all, it feels like there's an out of balance. Am I focusing too much on the steadiness but forgetting about the ease? Am I focusing too much on the ease and forgetting about the steadiness? And maybe making an intention in yourself today to give more awareness to the naturally lessened opposite. Eyes open, exhale. Little smile. Inhale, arms up. Breathe in, extend. Exhale, reach forward and bow. Slightly engage your thighs, relax your neck. Inhale, halfway. Press on your shins, reach your spine forward, look forward. Bow down, exhale. Slow down your breath and deepen the breath. Inhale, reach your arms all the way up. Stand up. Breathe up, look up. Exhale, hands to your heart. Press down the legs, engage the thighs, light shoulders. Inhale, arms up. Exhale, bow. Easiest way to balance this without thinking about it, inhale halfway, is to focus solely on your breath, or mainly on your breath. Exhale, bow. Every breath in practice is full. Stand. Inhale, arms up. Breathe up. Look up. Reach up. Hands to your heart. Exhale. Shoulders relax. Inhale. Arms lift. Reach up to the sky. Look up.
Bow forward, exhale, all the way down. Inhale, halfway lengthen. Breathe in through the nose. Bow down, exhale completely. Inhale, reach your arms up. Breathe up. Lean backwards a bit. Exhale, hands to heart. Let your mind relax and just be present. Inhale, arms lift. Breathe up, look up, lean backwards. Bow forwards, exhale, fold. Go a little deeper. Inhale, halfway lengthen. Look forward. Step or hop to a high plank position. Hold it here as you exhale. Look a little bit in front of your hands. If this is too much, bring your knees to the floor. Listen to your body. Take a full inhale, spread your fingers wider. Bring your knees, chest, and chin to the floor for the first one. Exhale completely. Empty your lungs. Bring your hips down last. Inhale, press down your hips. Lift your heart. Make sure you take a full breath here. Spread your fingers. Press your hips backwards to downward facing dog. Curl your toes under. Take three deep breaths. Just feel your body. Feel your breathing. Ujjayi breathers, pinch the muscles at the base of your throat and start producing a sound akin to the sound of the ocean. So the friction of your breath coming in, friction of your breath going out becomes smooth like an ocean wave. Last exhale, stretch your heels towards the floor. Bend your knees, look forward. Step or hop to the top. Inhale, halfway lengthen, nice long breath. Relax your mind, yogis. Exhale, bow. You're in flow, you don't have to think about what's next. Inhale, arms lift up. Press down your feet, reach upwards, breathe in. Engage your thighs a bit. Exhale, hands to your heart. Stand proud, nice tall line, hands down. Inhale, arms up. Look upwards, lean back. Exhale, bow forward. Breathe through your nose. Inhale, halfway lengthen. High plank position. Exhale, knees, chest, chin, or chaturanga. Smooth exhale, empty your lungs all the way. Inhale, upward dog or cobra. Heels closer together. Exhale, downward facing dog. Feet hip distance apart. Spread your fingers wide. Reach your spine a little longer. Eyes are open, looking at one spot between your heels. Long breath in. Long breath out. Feel both effort to go deeper and also relaxing into that effort. Relax your face. Look forward. Bend your knees. Lightly step or hop to the top. Inhale, halfway lengthen. Shoulders away from your ears. Exhale, bow down. Feet together. Inhale, arms lift. Nice soft face. Maybe a little smile. Lean back. Hands to your heart. Exhale. Exhale more. Stand proud. Hands down. Inhale, arms up. Let's flow together. Exhale, bow. Ujjayi breathers. Sounds good. Love it, yes. Inhale, halfway lift. High plank. Elbows in. Chin forward, lower down. Exhale, exhale, exhale. Inhale, upward dog or cobra. Inhale, exhale, downward facing dog. Notice how you're breathing and see if you can smooth it out even more. Use your intuition. Notice where the breath feels stuck. Wide in the breath in, upper chest, upper back. Wide in the breath out. Slightly engage your thighs. Press your heels down a little more. Spread your fingers very wide. Breath. Shoulders away from your ears. Relax your neck. Look forward. Bend your knees. Step or hop lightly to the top. Inhale. Halfway lengthen. Tailbone reaches back. Bow forward. Exhale. Forehead to your shins. Lift your toes, perhaps. Ground your feet. Inhale. Stand up. Breathe up. Looking good. Reach up. Lift up. Exhale. Hands to heart. Eyes look forward, hands down, press down your feet. Inhale, arms lift. Tuck your tail. Lift up, lean back, hips forward. Exhale, bow down. Hold. Smoothness. Inhale, halfway is the name of the game. Look forward, eye plank. Smooth transition. Exhale, lower down. 3, 2, 1. Inhale, 3, 2, 1, press back, exhale, 3, 2, 1. Keep breathing. On your inhale, lift your hips higher. Breathe into your pelvis. On your exhale, ground your hands and your heels. Press your chest lower. Reach your crown to the floor. Last exhale, stretch your legs, last little dip. Look forward, lightly step or hop to the top. No rush, inhale, halfway lengthen. Exhale, bow down. With smooth breathing, smooth moves. Inhale, arms up, breathe up, breathe up. Exhale smoothly, hands to your heart. Inhale, arms lift. Exhale, bow down. Eyes stay open but soft. Inhale, halfway lengthen. High plank, look forward. Elbows in close, lower down. Empty, tuck your tail over. Inhale, point your toes, heels closer. Exhale, downward facing dog. Bring your feet together. Inhale, right leg lifts to the sky. Breathe it up, spread the toes, look forward. Exhale, glide your right foot between your hands. Bring your left knee down onto the floor. Finish exhaling, left knee down. Inhale, arms to the sky. Breathe up, look up. Stay here. Interlace your hands behind your back. Exhale. Roll your shoulders backwards. Lift your heart upwards. Look up on an angle slightly. Eyes open. And now breathe deeply, guys. Pull the prana, the breath, up into your chest. Tuck your tailbone downwards. Lift your ribs up and out. So you're getting longer each time. Hands to the floor, exhale, downward facing dog, press back. Feet together. Inhale, left leg to the sky, breathe up. Look forward, wide left foot between your hands. Exhale all the way, right knee down onto the floor. Inhale, arms to the sky, breathe up, lift it up. Hands behind you, exhale, interlace your fingers. Roll your chest open, look up to the sky, and breathe here. Look at one spot, and now find the Sthiram Sukham. Steadiness in your legs, ground your front foot. Slightly hug your legs towards each other. Find the Sukham. Breathe fuller, like you're spreading energy and lightness through your pose. Relax your face, relax your eyes. If you're holding your breath, back up a bit. Take last one. Inhale. You can smile in your pose. Hands to the floor. Press back to downward facing dog. Awesome, everyone.
Child's pose is an option. Anytime we're holding the down dog. Full breath in. Big haw.
Engage your thighs slightly, turn your tailbone up. Can you stretch your whole upper body longer? Look forward, bend your knees, lightly step or hop to the top. Inhale, halfway lengthen, chin forward, shoulders back. Exhale, bow down, bring your feet together. Bend your knees, sit in your heels more, arms to the sky. Full breath in, chair pose, arms up. And now, bow forward, exhale, straighten your legs, interlace your fingers behind you, press your arms forward. Let's do that three more times. Inhale, chair, breathe in, arms up, straighten your fingers, look up. Exhale, breathe out. Find a level of effort, that's that, it's the middle bowl of porridge. Inhale, reach up, not too hard, not too soft, just right. Exhale, bow. Let your breath inform you. Inhale, smooth sound coming in. Breathe up. Inhale a little more. Reach beyond your fingers. Exhale, bow forward. Interlace your hands. Press, breathe through your nose. Last one. Inhale. Sit a little lower, perhaps. Lift your arms. Stay here. Stand straight. Hands to your heart. Exhale, stand straight at the top. Take a full breath in, clear your mind. Emotions arise, thoughts arise, all those old latent karmic patterns, all the unconscious stuff bubbles to the surface. You lovingly toss it back on your breath. This is the yoga. Stay present, feet together, bend your knees. Inhale, arms to the sky. Bow forward, exhale, fold. Inhale, halfway lengthen, shoulders away from your ears. High plank position. Spread your fingers, nice and strong. Exhale, lower, strong, four. Nice, guys. Inhale, up dog or cobra, ankles closer together. Look back. Exhale, downward facing dog. Bring your feet together. Inhale your right leg to the sky. Breathe all the way up. Spread your toes. Shift your body weight forward. Bring your right knee to your right elbow. Exhale. Don't touch your foot to the floor. Run that core. Leg up the back. Inhale. Spread your toes. Exhale. Right knee, right elbow. Maybe you touch the foot on the floor. Make it easier. Inhale. Last one. Leg up. Look forward. Glide your right foot between your hands. Keep your back leg straight. Turn your back heel flat on the floor, toes facing out to the left. Next, inhale, come to warrior two. Full breath in. Right hand forward, left hand back. Sink nice and low into your body. Look forward. Inhale, straight right leg, arms up to the sky. Exhale, bend right knee, arms parallel, sink down. Inhale, straight leg, both arms up to the sky. Breathe in. Exhale, bend. Nice, strong legs. Inhale, lift up. Exhale. Ground your feet a little more. Last one, inhale. Exhale here. Turn your palms upwards. Create two Gyan Mudras with each hand. Reach your fingers long. Open your chest. Take two deep breaths. From your steady legs, like the roots of a tree, grow longer in your spine. Breathe even deeper. Bring oxygen. Bring prana up and open your shoulders. Soften your face at the end. Hands to the floor. Downward facing dog. Press backwards. Exhale, Feet together.
Inhale, lift your left leg to the sky. Breathe up. Left knee, left elbow. Exhale, back leg strong. Inhale, leg up. Exhale, knee to the elbow. You are so connected to each moment. Inhale, the moment your mind jumps ahead, catch it, bring it back. Knee to the elbow, exhale. Feel this breath even deeper. Inhale, left leg to the sky. Look forward. Exhale, lightly step, big step, right foot flat onto the floor. On your next inhale, come to warrior two. Breathe in. Sink lower, exhale. Now ground your feet. Inhale, both arms to the sky, straighten your front leg. Exhale, bend front knee. Some of you are bending knees, some just bend 1 millimeter. Inhale, lift up. Sthiram Sukham. Exhale, down. Your mind is soft, your legs are strong. Inhale, lift up. Lift your fingers a little higher. Exhale, press the back foot. Turn the left knee to the left one. Last one. Inhale, lift up. Exhale, warrior two. Look forward, stay here. Feel the perfect Ujjayi breath. Breathe beyond your skin. Turn your palms to the ceiling. Gyan Mudra with both hands. Reach the other 6 fingers long away from each other so you feel even the meridians in your armpits stretching apart through the pinky fingers. Press the outer edge of your back foot down. Turn your hips a little bit more open. Sit a little deeper. Inhale, maybe a smile. Windmill the hands to the floor. Exhale, downward facing dog. Feel the quality of your practice. Inhale deeply. Find a grounding stillness in your pose. Internally, nothing is still. Oh, there's nothing still good. And grow a little bit longer on every breath, filling up those deep corridors of your mind. Slightly engage your thighs. Ground your hands a little more evenly. Shoulders away from the ears. Slightly inward spiral your thighs. Slightly outward spiral your shoulders. Last exhale, maybe touch your forehead to the floor. Look forward. Bend your knees. Lightly step or hop. Inhale, halfway lengthen. Bow, exhale. Bend both of your knees. Inhale, chair. Reach your arms up. Straight, hands to your heart, exhale. Close your eyes, hands down. Take a full breath in. Exhale, ground your feet, nice proud posture. Eyes open, bend your knees. Inhale, arms lift to the sky. Hands to your heart, twist to the right hand side. Left elbow outside of your right knee. Press your left elbow down by pressing through and down with your right palm into your left palm. So feel your right arm pressing into the left arm pressing into the knee. Squeeze both of your knees together and lift all 10 toes so your legs are solid. And now how can you breathe a little more space in your ribcage? Can you lengthen your spine away while sitting your hips a little bit down and backwards? Turn your chin over the shoulder. Draw your shoulders away from your ears. In the last breath, lift your heart up to your thumbs. Lift your heart bone to your thumbs. Look at the floor. Exhale, hands to the floor. Let the pose go. Relax your face. Inhale, halfway, Ujjayi. Exhale, bow down. Stomach engaged slightly. Bend your knees, inhale, arms to the sky, chair pose, breathe up. Stay seated, twist to the left, exhale. Right elbow glides outside the left knee, so your transitions are smooth.
your breath is smooth. The intention, the energetic direction of your mind is steady. The eyes are soft, so maybe even a little kindness in the pose. Squeeze your knees together. Bring your hips back and down. Press down through the line, elbow to elbow. Start lifting your heart up to your thumbs and beyond. Breathe into your left side edge, left shoulder away from your ear. Left chin turns more. Even the crown reaches longer, tailbone downwards. Last inhale, lift your heart. Hands to the floor, exhale, and go. Good job, everyone. Inhale, halfway lengthen.
Bow down, exhale.
Inhale, halfway lift.
Step or hop to a high plank position.
Knees, chest, chin, exhale, lower down, or check away. Inhale, cobra or upward dog. Beautiful sound, everyone. Exhale, down dog. Beautiful movements,
awesome focus. Really good group energy. Inhale, right leg to the sky.
Full breath up. Right foot steps forward between your hands. Big exhale. Left knee down on the floor. Inhale, left to knee. Both arms to the sky.
Hands to your heart. Exhale. Now you can stay here or bring the right hand on your hip. So either hands at the heart or inhale, left arm up. And twist all the way outside of your right knee.
Make sure the right knee is over your right ankle. Either prayer hands or work to open your left hand to the floor against your outer right knee. If your arm slips off of your knee, go back and just work on the flexibility in the first part. Prayer hands. Look up to the sky, twist and breathe. If your bottom arm, hand is on the floor, reach your right arm to the sky. Check your Ujjayi breath here. Find Steel Sukham in a much more challenging pose to do so. Meditate, concentrate, every breath important. Feeling your organs, fresh blood, massaging your spine. Hold breath in. Hold breath out. Press down. Hands to the floor. Downward facing dog, press out. On your next inhale, left leg to the sky, breathe it up. Your other side is jealous. Left foot steps forward, let's balance it out. Exhale, right knee to the floor. Inhale, both arms to the sky. Maybe keep your right arm up, or right arm outside, or prayer hands outside the left knee. Exhale, twist. Relax your face, yogis. You're all looking so centered. Ujjayi breath here. Expand your midriff. Eyes gently look to the left. Try to lift your chest. If you have prayer hands, lift your chest off of your thigh a little bit and sink your hips lower to the floor. Keep your legs steady. Keep your front foot grounded. If the bottom arm is open and the left arm is up, try to get your armpit more outside of the knee. For three, deep ujjayi. Deep exhale. Now on the other side, press your teeth. Hands to the floor. Downward facing dog. Gracefully come back. Stay here, or maybe child's pose calls for you here. Just letting things relax for a moment. Three deep breaths. Long breath in. Stay very present with what you're feeling. Long breath out. Excellent. Come back to downward facing dog.
Look forward.
Step or hop to the top of your mat.
Inhale, halfway lengthen, long spine, look forward.
Exhale, bow. Look through your shins.
Straight legs, arms up at the end, hands to your heart, exhale. Hands on your hips, step or hop your feet hip distance apart. Inhale, lift your spine, shoulders back. Lead with your heart, exhale, bow down. Two peace fingers of each hand, hook your big toes. Get a good grip, and look about half a meter beyond your feet. On your inhale, grow longer, feel your spine expanding. On your exhale, pull on your toes, elbows out, and press your hips to the ceiling, feeling stretching in the back of your legs. Let go of the attachment to straight legs as an idea in the mind. One day your legs will straighten. And the legs may have been straight for 10 years and then something happens in life and now you can't straighten them anymore. That's okay. That's life. So be present with your body as it is today. Every inhale, fill and lengthen your back body. Every exhale, find a little bit of space. Press your toes into your fingers. Slightly engage your thighs. At the end, forehead between your shins one day. Exhale, shoulders away from ears. Halfway lift, inhale, lengthen. Make your way to downward facing dog, vinyasa if you like. Inhale, right leg to the sky. Breathe in all the way up. Right foot, big step forward. Exhale. Turn your back foot flat. Right hand on your right shin. Back leg straight, back foot flat. Lift your left arm up to the ceiling in triangle pose. Both legs are straight. Left arm up, right hand on your right shin. Look just beyond your left hand and now everyone, let's expand the triangles. Close your lips. There's many variations here. You can find the variation that works for you. I'll offer out. Press down both feet. Turn your hips open, thighs open. Reach your left arm forward to the front of the room while pressing down the outer edge of your back foot. If your breath feels okay, sthira supa, you can slide your right hand to the floor outside your right foot. Upper arm closer to your ear. Turn your heart to the sky more. Last inhale, stretch both ends of the pose. Bring your hands to the floor. Exhale, pause here. Hands on either side of your front foot. Bring your back foot a little bit closer to the front. Your back foot is flat on an angle. Square your hips forward. You can bend your front knee if you need to. Left hip forward. Chin forward. Inhale, get longer. Press into your right big toe. Start straightening your right leg. And walk your hands forward on your fingertips as far as you can. So nice, active, energy fingertips. You're working so beautifully with your physical body. And I want you guys to try to expand your consciousness now and imagine that you're breathing beyond your physical flesh. Imagine that your body extends beyond your fingertips energetically. Energetic roots into the earth. So you're breathing into your aura, purifying your energetic field. Every inhale, get a little bit longer. Straighten the front leg a little more. If you feel tense, if you feel aggressive, back up. For three, find that perfect sweet spot. Two, you can stay here all day. You can stay here all day. That's when you know. Hands back a little bit. Inhale, halfway. Bring your left knee to the floor. Exhale. Left knee to the floor. Right leg wiggles forward. Bring your hips over top of your left knee. Some of you may need to pad or turn over the left side of your mat. High on your fingertips. Square your hips and it's perfectly fine to bend your knee. Inhale, lengthen. Stay here, reaching forward, walking the hands, or for some of you, coming into the Hanumanasana, kicking the legs straight, walking your hands forward. Flex your whole right foot back towards your face. So you're actively back flexing your front foot, taking the heels away from each other. Turn your left hip forward, right hip back. Square your hips to the front of the room. Slightly engage your thighs. And if you want here, only if your legs are in the full splits, try coming up. Straight spine, and maybe lifting both arms to the sky, touching your palms together, and lifting your heart. Breathe here, flex your foot. In the Hindu mythology, Hanuman, the monkey god, was protecting all of his friends, and he had to get a special herb from a mountaintop, and he didn't know which one to get, so he grabbed the entire mountain. And this is the pose. It's flying through space, holding a mountain. Ultimate devotion. Ultimate devotion to those in need. Essence of the pose. Inhale. Gently hands down. Press back. Downward facing dog. You rock. There. Face up. Full breath in. Full breath out. Your arms straight. Shift forward to high plank. Keep your arms straight. Let your hips hang to the floor. Don't bend your elbows. Point your toes. Roll your shoulders back. Lift your heart upwards like a hanging upward facing dog. Close your eyes for a moment here. You can have your knees on the floor. Inhale, lift. And then come back to downward dog.
Good job.
Feet together. Next, inhale, left leg to the sky. Breathe in. Left foot a big step between your hands. Notice old patterns clicking in. Sthiram Sukham Asana. Left palm on your shin. Right arm to the sky, triangle. Right foot flat to the floor. Gracefully come into it. Look just beyond your right hand. Close your lips, relax your face. Find the sweetest Ujjayi breath. Tell yourself, what I'm doing is enough. I don't always have to push myself. Reach the right arm forward, parallel to the floor. As you press down the outer edge of your back foot, slightly engage your thighs and outer rotate your legs. Breathe and feel your right ribs expanding like a balloon. One day your left hand comes onto the floor outside your left foot. Use the bottom hand to actually lift your heart into the pose more. Last one. Full stretch, maybe a little smile. Hands to the floor, exhale. Right knee down. Excuse me. Right leg straight. Bring your back foot just a little forward on an angle. Plant both feet down, high on your fingertips, look forward. Set your gaze at one spot, relax your eye muscles. Inhale, halfway lengthen. Reach your arms forward. Exhale, start straightening your left leg. High and light on your fingertips, walking forward. Breathe energetically up through your palms and up through the soles of your feet. This is a real, real subtle part of the practice, guys. Relax your mind and breathe the pose alive. Notice the area, notice the whole length of your spine. And notice if there's one part of your spine that feels bunched up. Can you lengthen it subtly longer through your crown? Straighten your left leg a little bit more, pressing the left big toe down. Right on your fingertips, not the knuckles. Last full breath.
right shoulder to the floor more. Inhale, halfway lengthen.
Right knee slowly to the floor.
Take your time here. Come into the half Padmasana. Hips over your knee. Left leg is slowly reaching forward. And if you know the full Padmasana, you can come into it now. Keep breathing. Inhale, shift forward, straight arms, and then exhale, hips hang down, keep your arms straight. So a nice stretch from the front of your body, keep your arms straight, roll your chest open, lift your neck nice and long, you can drop your head back, you can close your eyes if you like. Spread your fingers, feel the pointy finger knuckles pressing down. Roll your armpits backwards. Armpits to the floor, but the heart lifts to the sky. Relax your jaw. Inhale, reach your crown up and point your toes. Downward facing dog. Press back. Amazing. Wicked awareness. Look forward. Step or hop to the top of your mat. Inhale, halfway lengthen. Bow down, exhale. Feet together, stand up. Inhale, arms up. Breathe up, reach up. Hands to your heart, exhale. Step forward onto the wood, or out to the side onto the wood. So a little more grounding. Come off of the rubber for a moment. Last standing pose, we're going to ground the energy. Turn your right foot out to the right on a little bit of an angle. This is the Natarajasana, the traditional dancing Shiva pose. So there's some parts to it. Inhale, arms lift up. On your exhale, bend both knees, weight in the right foot, and lift your left calf shin muscle parallel to the floor, not on your knee, hovering away from the knee. So you bend one, flex the other, press the knee out, lift the ankle up, and then bringing the right hand palm facing down, left palm, fingers facing up, connect at the wrist, create double Gyan Mudra. Flex your left toes. Can you bend your right knee more? And lift your left foot more. Slightly engage your lower belly. Your left foot is close to your left thigh, your right thigh. Elbows out to the side, parallel. Draw your shoulders back. Look at one spot forward in space, but be aware of everything that's happening at once. Balance your inhale perfectly with your exhale. Close your lips. You're purifying your whole nervous system. Relax your shoulders. Take one more breath, sit your hips lower, lift your leg higher, lighten your face like there's no stress. And then release. Foot down. Inhale, arms lift up, feet forward. Release the hands down, exhale. Powerful pose. Nervous system doesn't know what to do with that one. Turn your left foot out to the side. Get ready, look forward. Inhale, arms up. Shift the weight,
Come in, Natarajasana, left hand faces down, right hand faces up, double Dhyan Mudra. Look forward, the dancing Shiva.
Long breath in and out. There's a picture, a statue of Shiva over there. The bottom leg represents the grounding into the material world. The right leg lifting represents the spiritual evolution, rising of our spiritual evolution through life. The left and the right hand represents the balance of forces, yin and yang. Each hand, but then also within each hand. The fingers are alive. The touch between the thumbs is soft. All the while, internally balancing, inhale and exhale, with a straight spine and a soft mind. It's an amazing posture. And release. Inhale, arms lift up. Bow forward, exhale. Leave that standing pose behind, leave it all behind. Bend your knees, sit down, sit on your buttocks, legs face forward. Welcome to the floor, everyone. Press down your hands, slide your hips backwards, you're doing awesome. Remember to take breaks whenever you need, guys. Inhale, lengthen. Press down your palms next to your hips. Look forward. And now recalibrate, reset your energy here. Get longer. Flex your feet. Relax your face. Very good. Lean backwards, arms forward. Lift up with bent knees, flex your toes. Double Dhyan Mudra, shoulders back, knees together, and lift. This one's definitely more in the sthiram category, so let it be strong. Breathe deeper, guys. Perhaps straight legs. Wherever your legs are, right arm outside the outer left knee, reach the left arm backwards. Press into your knee while lifting your heart. Hug your legs together. Press the arm into the knee. Lift your feet more. Take one more breath. Press down your hips. Press into the knee. Lift your heart up. Look forward. Exhale. Ooh. Take a break if you need to. Left arm outside the right knee. Excuse me. I think I might have mixed my left and rights there. Right arm reaches backwards. It's normal to collapse here. It's totally fine. Better to have bent knees and your knees higher so you can actually press against the knees. Flex all 10 toes. Control your breath. Notice the mind loves to wiggle. Breathe through it. Build willpower. Breathe through your nose. Breathe through your nose. Close your lips. Lift your heart higher. Twist. Add a little smile. You can do it. Two, you can do it. Relax. Deep inhale. Maybe a little deeper. Seriousness balances with silliness. There. Take a deep breath in. Stretch your arms to the back of the room. Inhale, stretch. Sit up, touch your toes, exhale. Very good. Bring your legs wide apart. Slide your hips back, nice and wide in your legs, nice and wide here. Flex your feet towards your face, a little more flexible. Press down one hand, right, left hand,
and then actually pull your right leg open more. Press down your right hand. Pull your left leg open more. And then if you want to go even deeper, you can actually press your heels out while pushing your hips forward, and at the same time turn your butt backwards. There it is. Inhale, lengthen spine. Stay here, or tilting from the hips, walking forward slowly and steadily. Keep your spine long as possible. Shoulders away from the ears and flex your feet. Look in the energetic direction where you're going. Breathe in and imagine you're drinking prana into your groin, into your hips, into the leg lines. This will help you be more grounded in life, opening up those bottom lines. It's really good for prostate, for men, healthy reproductive organs, elimination organs, good circulation in the pelvis. Press your hips into the floor so your hips feel like they're actually pressing down and away from you. While breathing, reach your heart forward as you press your hips down. So both ends are lengthening. Shoulders away from the ears, relax your jaw. Take one more breath here. Forehead to the floor at the end. Very good. Inhale. Slowly lift up. Awesome work, everyone. Very good. Cross your legs. Come forward. Downward facing dog. Look forward. Pop your feet outside of your hands. Stay here. Hips higher than your knees. Now,
offering out sthiram sukham here. This is the part where like we get excited, right? You want to try the new pose, so just that's fine, but also stay present with your breath.
Sink your hips down. Walk your arms as much back underneath and between your legs as you can so the shoulders come beyond the knees or inside the knees.
One day, the palms of your hands can actually touch on the floor. Ground your palms steadily. Sit back on your elbows one day. Lift your chin up and look forward. So energy is going forward. Lift your chin. You can stay here and it feels okay for you. Walk your feet close together. Keep breathing. Keep breathing. Hook your ankles around one another while balancing on your arms. Maybe chin forward. Extend both legs straight. Just a handful in the room.
Send your hips backwards.
Gently come out.
Come onto your knees. Hands and knees. Do little movements of your spine here. Long, deep breath. Walk your hands forward. Sink your hips down and forward with straight arms. Inhale, lift up your chest. Close your eyes. Take three deep breaths here. Breathe down into your lower belly, yogis. If this is too much, come on your forearms.
Last one. If your spine feels very open, you can bend both of your knees. Touch your feet to the back of your head. It's just that simple, right? Inhale, and then come to child's pose. Make sure you're breathing. Make sure you're breathing. It's a hard pattern to break. Long breath in, right now. Inhale, 4 seconds. Long breath out. Long breath in. Long breath out.
Three rounds of Brahmari. Deep inhale. Forward on your hands and knees, nice serpentine motion, arch your back. On your exhale, round, chin to the chest. Neutral spine, bring your knees as wide as your mat, knees to the edges of your mat, and bring your hips just a little tiny bit behind your knees from the side. Not too much, not child's pose, just a bit. Curl your toes under. Straight arms walk forward, settling into a really nice Anahata Asana. Keep your elbows as straight as you can, even if they're off the floor. Start with your forehead on a block, forehead on the floor maybe, and then one day the chin on the floor. Close your eyes, go inward. Focus on long, deep breath here, breathing into your heart space. All the heat from your core is now arcing its way up into your heart. Ujjayi breathing, relax your eyes. Seconds. Can you relax some little tension somewhere? Relax your eyes more. Relax your neck more. Relax your belly more. Relax your shoulders. Last one, option to do a sound. Your choice. Deep breath in, really expand here. Very calmly come onto your belly. You can do a cat-cow if you want, transition's fine. Very good. Reach both arms forward. Forehead on the floor, so straight spine. On your next inhale, breathe deeply, reach your arms forward and reach your legs backwards. And then relax. Nice. bend your right knee out to the right along the floor, like a half frog leg. Turn your head to the right. Turn your head to the right. Bend both elbows out to the side. Right elbow closer to your right knee. Right knee closer to your right elbow. And your knee is just on the floor, out to the side. Out to the side. Okay. And your left elbow is out to the side also. But your left elbow comes closer to the front of the room. So your elbows are on like a tilt. The left side of your body is longer. The right side of your body is a little more compressed. And then do a little intuitive wiggle here to make some more space in your shoulders, elbows wider apart. And then let your head hang down where the ground maybe closes down. Let your mind relax. Let your belly relax. Close your eyes. Deeply breathe. In the relaxation poses, it's a little bit of an invert of the stirum sukham. When we're in the challenging poses, the body is stirum, solid, steady, and the mind is the thing that needs to soften. The heart, kindness, compassion. And that's still happening here. But here, the body relaxes, sukham. But the steadiness now is to stay present. So there's a little bit of steady commitment with the mind to just be present. So you draw yourself into an unbroken meditation on your breath. 5 or 6 seconds long inhale. Five or six seconds long exhale. And maybe your breath is more like 2 seconds. So try for 2.5 seconds long inhale. 2.5 exhale. Relax your neck. Relax your fingers. Relax your toes. Feel Mother Earth holding you up. For a moment, psychologically, put down all the weight of life. Just let it down for a moment. And just have a moment of sweet surrender. No muscular effort here. Nowhere to go. You are enough, just the way you are. And then inhale, switch sides, exhale. Keep your eyes closed, left knee out. Left elbow closer to the left knee. Right elbow out to the side also, but then the right elbow is forward a little bit. Fingers pointing in towards the midline. Make a little space between your shoulders. Burrow your face in that perfect little spot. And then let go. Let the muscles behind your eyes be totally soft. Relax the muscles behind.
find your eyes and your skull. You might even like to do, it's kind of like a, I think there's a better word, but almost like a little whimper feeling. You're not a whimper from doing it, but the sound is like, it's like that tiny little, and it feels amazing to release the solar plex. Tiny little descending hum. If you want, you can explore that here. The quality of that sound is like you're saying to yourself, I fully accept and love you just the way you are. You've worked so hard.
Take a break.
Take the final breath in. Relax every muscle. Like let yourself seep outwards like pancake batter. Oh. Slowly come out of the pose and lay on your back. Hug both of your knees in. Give tiny little circles on your lower back. Hug your knees in. Lift your forehead to your knees. Breathe along the whole length of your spine one final time. And maybe give yourself a hug, and maybe give each of your knees a little kiss. Optional, of course. It has to feel right to do it, don't force it. And then straighten your legs on the floor. Final Shavasana. If your back is sore, put a bolster under your knees. Palms open, arms close to your body. Close your eyes and completely let go here. Your heels are almost touching, feet hang apart. The hands are almost touching your hips, and then the arms relax. Physiologically, this position, having the arms and legs close to the midline like this, and then relaxed. This is the easiest way for your heart to circulate blood. Let your legs relax. Let your feet hang open now. Let your feet hang apart.
Physical aspect of your life, the material, let it all go. Everything extended out into the physical, material part of your life relaxes. Your body, your jaw, let it go for a moment. Mental part of your life.
relaxing your mind. And the ripple extensions out into any concerns. Let the web of the mind relax completely here. This frees up so much energy for healing. Relax the mind. Relax the energetic, subtle energy flowing through your nadis, your meridians. Relax your aura, your magnetic field. Your spirit, your soul, your own unique vibrational source. awareness back to your body. Just feel very gently into yourself here. Feel the natural breath. Maybe feel your heartbeat, the subtle pulse of life moving through you and around you. The breath of life moving through all of us. Wiggling your fingers and your toes. Just really lightly stretch your arms over your ears. Inhale, stretch and relax. Roll to your right hand side. Come up to seated. Meditation posture. Get comfortable, relax your shoulders, and feel this final posture both steady and comfortable. Qualities of your mind, present but soft. And with your eyes closed, having created perfect conditions, I invite you to go into your heart space once again. Just sit here. And to meditate on a quality of your choice, an essential quality. Perhaps kindness. The essential feeling of kindness. Just meditate on it. Gratitude. Compassion. Clarity. Sacredness. Infinity. Choose one that resonates with you. And just meditate on the essential quality. For a few breaths. holding on safely, supportively to that vibration within you. And bring your left palm onto your heart, right palm holding the left. Lift your heart a bit, lifting that inner altar, a little offering space. Know that this quality does not exist outside of you. You contain the wisdom, the elemental makeup, the intelligence of the entire universe within you, and therefore you have access to all of it, right here. Because you are one and the same. Hands in prayer. And we'll close with one Om, three soft Shantis. Shanti means peace. Peace to yourself. Peace to your tribe, your community. Peace to all beings. Exhale. Deep breath in. Namaste.